if she ever let him close enough to find out. Her gloved hands gripped the hell out of the steering wheel. The keys dangled from the ignition. Small clouds formed and dissipated as she breathed the cold air. She darted another glance at him, but didn't move. "Everything okay, Nia?" Her shoulders slumped and a larger puff of fog left her lips. "My car won't start." "Chalk this one up as a late Christmas present from the universe." He motioned at the passenger door. She nodded in response, so he opened it, stuck his head and shoulders inside. "I'm at your service. I can jump you or give you a ride." She squeaked, actually squeaked, and the frost melted from her expression. Oh, she was still pink in the cheeks. The color just didn't look cold weather induced. Maybe this New Year's Eve wouldn't completely suck after all. But he didn't grin, though it pained him greatly to hold it in. Any sign of wolfishness and she'd bolt again. That much he was pretty damn sure about. No problem. He could take it slow and easy. "What happens when you try to start it up?"
"It goes click, 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 click."
God damn, she was cute. So much so, the grin almost got away from him.